that box office and none of the actors or anybody else around tells those people that we hold the 30 minutes and then we cancel. I would not put a time on the piece of paper nor on the board because it can get you into lots of trouble, which I've run into a couple different times. It was not written, the time was not written on our piece of paper or on the board, but people still manifested to say, well, the box office told me or somebody else told me. We hold usually a half an hour, depending on how many groups possibly that we have in, or if we think that they have called the Weather Bureau and we think the rain is going away, we will hold the show longer than that. If it's a limited number of performances of a show that we can do, such as Fiddler on the Roof, then we may even hold it past that. It is very difficult to hold, of course, as you know, beyond 45 minutes, and at the very most an hour, because then it makes it so late for the people to get out and going back to where they're going. But yet, if you have lots of groups that you know have traveled hundreds of miles in one particular night, we do our very best to try to perform that show. I could say that if we were discussing major problems, one of my major problems is convincing the actors that they need to perform in the rain. And that's what I was going to ask you earlier, was how do you get these people to perform, your actors to perform in the rain? The people will sit up there with the umbrellas, but it's the performers that usually complain before the audience does, as far as I'm concerned. Some of the other things is we tell the people that if the show is canceled, it will be done by the public address system. It is not canceled until they hear it over the public address system. One of the things you might be sure of is that, one, that you have a good public address system that the people really can hear and accurately understand what you're saying. The other would be to make sure that the person that is giving that announcement has a voice of the type and quality that has the kind of authority that people will listen to, and they are clear about what has been said. One of the things I found in the whole point of controlling people as far as rain and other things is concerned is we are very fortunate that we have a lot of singers in our show, because Hatfield has a lot of music in it. It also has a lot of major dance numbers, and we do hire dancers that have to perform what you would call modern jazz and ballet. As far as that's concerned, Hatfield is also the same way. Of course, in doing musicals, we run into the same type of entertainers that we need, which is one of the reasons I'm glad that the audition, the guide and the avenue the auditions are taking is, as far as Louisville, was really good news to me. I'm glad to hear that. But in having these musicians and these type of entertainers and guitars and banjos and that type of instrument and very proficient people to play them in our show, one of the things that we can do is when it starts to rain and we know that we're going to be holding a length of time, we will send a group of people with the banjos and the guitars and some singers up under the rain shelter, play music for those people for a half an hour or 45 minutes. The people are entertained. They don't get as antsy. They don't get as angry. If you have to cancel the show, the people still go away with a really good attitude about the experience there, because they feel like they have been entertained, at least for the inconvenience of the delay or the rain out, and therefore they don't go away as irate. And I think that even though we have the same no cash at the box office and the refund policy as Margaret has, that you have to send the tickets in by mail and to receive them, that people go away with a much better attitude. They don't blame you nearly so much for the rain. They at least have some kind of a good experience. And believe it or not, I think it minimizes the number of tickets that come back in asking for refunds, because they were satisfied to some degree, and it makes them a little more understandable of the rain and that you are trying to do something about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, J.R. Wares, the general manager of the West Virginia Theater. If you will pardon me for not giving you a proper introduction, I'll pardon you for knowing so much more than I do about outdoor theater.
I just long-winded when you get started.
Do we have questions? Right.
So this past year was our first year dealing with buses. And although our policy, as stated on the ticket, on the program, on the billboard, on everything as far as rainouts, was that there would be no cash refunds, we found, because we were starting, that it was, shall I say, from a PR point of view, very difficult to not give refunds to the tour groups, particularly if they come some distance. I would be interested in I guess, two kinds of comments, maybe as much from the audience as from the panel, as to whether you successfully had the current business for bus companies bring groups and get rained out and don't get refunds when they come back. And secondly, if anybody has started with one policy and changed to another.
I'm glad you have that question because I have the same question. I have never been able to say that we would not make a refund under any conditions. We do make refunds. If we do not complete a show, we will not give a refund if we show through intermission. But I just don't see how you can do that, to refuse to give a refund whatsoever. Would you mind giving us some more of your experience on that?
No, we, like I said, we do not give cash refunds to individuals. However, on tour groups, we do refund them. If we complete the first half of the show, we do give each of them an individual ticket, everyone in the group. They have the option, but it has to be as a group, whether they want those individual tickets to come back on their own or as the group, do they want a refund for the group, and the tour director will refund their money once they come. However, we don't give it from the box office. Those tickets have to be mailed back into our business office, and then it's refunded by check, not only for our benefit, but also our auditor's request that we do.
What do the tour groups usually choose to do? That refund or the ticket?
Well, I tell you, this year it was about 50-50. We had some people that wanted to keep the tickets, and then, like I say, we did give individual tickets to each member of the group, and they came back, some of them individually. We did have a few, though, that requested to have a refund, and we did refund them.
Gil, could I have a question?
Why is it adverse to give a cash refund? You're taking the cash in, why can't you give it back to them? It's much cheaper to give the cash back to them that night than it is to deal with the mail and all the problems that you have from sending in tickets 6 months from now and want your money back after you've already closed your season. I'd like an answer on that. Why don't theaters want to give cash refunds?
Well, I think for one thing, I think that you can be assured that you are more accurate when you can do it calmly and not in the middle of the rain when you're dealing with masses of people at the box office, and that way you are more sure that your accounting is correct, that it goes to the, we have a totally separate account that it is put to, that if we give the refund back, and therefore we can go to our statements and to our accountant, and he can tell us exactly how many dollars that we have refunded, because one of the other reasons is that we pay royalties on the shows that were written for us, but that is on the net of what we take in, and what is taken off of that money is monies that we have to refund, and so we only pay monies on the net of that income, not on the gross of that income, including rainouts and refunds. So it makes it easier accounting for us.
You've got mad money and you didn't give it anything for it, you're going to go away.
But you also have the problem of you've got a tour escort there wanting his money back, which is fine, we will refund on it. But you also have individuals behind him who cannot understand why you're giving him his money back and you're not giving them their money back.
We give all
and,
that.
Well, see, we don't. We do not refund on
it. I was about to say that we do make refunds prior to performance time in cash at Under These Hills. But we do not after the performance starts. But we will do that upon mail-in or in person at the box office on the following day. But now, I thought you didn't refund money, even if you didn't show. You give them another ticket, you do not refund cash.
If the group didn't show and they had purchased their tickets?
Yes. No. What I'm saying is, I understood that you would not give a cash refund, even if you did not have a performance, but would give a ticket. Is that what, did I misunderstand what you said?
I misunderstood that too. You don't get refunds at all for any reason, even if you have a rain out.
No.
That's mean if you rained out.
We give a rain check. They can come back for any other performance as long as the drama is in existence. There's no time limit on this rain check. They want to come back 10 years from this past year with their rain check, they can use that ticket. However, we do not give cash refunds at all, except, like I say, on tour groups, we do refund on tour groups.
Well,
I think we should, you know, we were one of the first ones to vend this no refund. The reason we did was I got brought up to the Attorney General twice in 1 year, Attorney General of the state, because we were trying to get the First Act in so we didn't have to pay them as far as these folks are concerned. So we adopted the no refund policy, period. The ticket sold is a ticket sold. And people know that. In addition to having the rain policy up, as they've told you, it's also printed on the reverse part of the ticket with full instructions where to mail it and so forth. Nobody in other outdoor activities, you don't get a refund at a ballpark. You get a rain check. The only other clause is that they must make a decision on ours within 14 days, within 2 weeks of the rain out. That way, after 2 weeks, we clear our books. But accounting-wise, with the banks at the box office and with the crowds that you can get, it would be mass chaos for audits to constantly be refunding and trying to get these tickets and staple them together. Whatever you do to account for how you refund money, I don't know how you do that. But we don't give a refund.
But they can get it within 14 days.
If they have to make a decision, no refund. They make a decision on when they want to come see the show again. And we'll give them a ticket any other time, except the last week. Last week, we don't honor them after that year. The last week, we give them the same as Carol does, refund them through intermission, rain check after intermission. If it's after intermission, it's the same as a ball game. You've seen 4.5 innings, you've seen the game. Go home and talk to people about it. And as long as they know that on the way in, that's the rules of the game. They abide by it. We have not had any problems.
My original question, and I'm sorry if I opened up a hornet's nest, but it probably doesn't affect all, particularly in rainy season, but my original question is, I guess I've learned to be 16 enough to alienate one or two or five families per night, but what I have trouble is with the few tour bus brokers that we're starting to deal with, alienating them. And I recognize that when you give the tour bus operator his refund, we have no knowledge of a guarantee that that will rebate back to the tour participant. So in a way, giving a rain check to a bus operator, he might bring some other group in on it later on, but you haven't really awarded the person who got gypped, so to speak. And this is what I was wondering, is there a method that anybody's come up with to keep the tour bus operator happy and have them come back without cleaning up the cash flow?
Here, hold on just a minute. We're running a little over time here. Should we cut this off now?
We need to be set up to watch it. I think maybe we'd be better, Carol.
This seems
maybe,
to be a...
Maybe take a couple more questions.
I'm really not convinced that you should not refund a person's money if you don't present a performance. There seems to be a difference of opinion here. I hear one more.
I just want to say that there is a good PR reason not to try to give the money back to the people at the performance. When people come into the theater, they're buying their tickets 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at a time. And you call the show, you got 1,000 people all at once wanting their money back. What we did as a PR thing that kept people happy, we didn't refund any money after the first act. We did refund by check only for anybody. You know, all they had to do was we would bring our actors, our lead actors, from the show up to the audience and our concession stand, announce to the audience that if they would go, they could meet the actors and actresses from the show and have their ticket stamped as to whether they wanted to come back again or whether they wanted a refund. And it was very effective because when they started seeing Sam Houston or whoever, it intimidated them. They said, God, I don't dare tell him I don't want to come back. We saved a heck of a lot of money that way, and it made the people feel good when they left. I thought the idea of having the people under the rain shelter to entertain them was a good idea.
Well, it looks like we'll have to leave that one unresolved. We have run out of time. We've run 5 minutes over. And thank you very much for your time and attention. JR.
That's on a postcard.
No, these are note cards. And we sell them in the gift shop by the Wellington, whatever combination.
We made some postcard scenes to play. And they just absolutely do not sell. On the other hand, postcards are in the village, which is a little more
pretty because
they show crap. That one moves fairly well, and the single picture of the Eagle Man is so...
It's really hard to tell. That's what makes it so hard to...
And we tried posters, and the ones on the village didn't move, and only one on the... And there again was the Eagle Man, so the only thing that moved on that.
Well, we have one postcard of pretty dramatic picture of two Indians on the hill, and people like that one, too.
About 18 to 22, if any of them get that, whatever the standard. Well, we like to
find a little more. It's a plain note. It's a simple piece.
A little more support time than we have it, but we also think we need more.
Well, I think it's just
feels good. Well, and we sort of wonder how often do we need money and we go back the same way. So we really have to start looking for some other funding sources too, which is why I was interested in the talk on corporate money.
And
I think
both sides are good.
I think we're definitely not. Because, as I say, people, you know, will decide, well, you hit me not too long ago. I'm not going to pay for it at this point. We printed 350,000 of those, and they were distributed in the, mainly in Northeastern Ohio.
I'll tell you where I can find it.
spot. Can we ever, can we keep those?
Take a picture, I don't have to say.
Let me put the grape, you can eat. Can I? My only person.
Oh, right.
It's awesome.
I'll be talking.
I don't know, maybe.
Just using it as an only open like this on everything we can.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can get rid of these back, but you won't.
We do, yes.
Oh.
They've got more than we have.
Yeah, we're running a little short, so.
Oh, are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.